You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
نعم حبيبي ورباياهي وبرخداها برسقالة عويدة وقت بقتا عم يقرأ ميلان ماكسيموفيتش. يقرأ ميلان إلى من طهما سربيايا وإنا برزوجو إلى ميقرد هلدا إلى خام ابن عمان أطرايا. أمين أيد ميقرأ ميلان وبيتوتو كي بلخي قا مقروتد شوكاني كقارلو هامبرز وبللو قا جوسان أتيان خاتم من أطروات سوري عراق وبرشايد ابن ملتن غدايا خيتا ميقرا ميلان عم نبيتوتو بلخاننا قا وتدغدا ترميتة بلاتة هامبرز كريسمس ويلا برسة تمزمخ عمو ومضيلا بودا ترميتو خارطة ميلان. Once again, you and your wife Hilda and your family are enduring the summer heat, wrapping the gifts and driving around and distributing them to the Assyrian refugees families who recently arrived to Australia. Tell us about your latest campaign or project.
Me and my wife Hilda and our son Christian are involved with refugee ministry for over 3 years, and as many listeners already know, I'm also a refugee, a Serbian refugee from former Yugoslavia, and my wife Hilda is a Syrian. She's a refugee from Iraq, and this is the one of the way that we would like to give back. And our current project is Christmas hampers, which is very important, but also what we are doing, we have ongoing weekly delivery of food hampers. And I'll explain a little bit in more detail later why we're doing this.
Mm. In many communities, including the Assyrian communities, projects are created, and at the beginning, people involved show enthusiasm and interest in these projects. But within a short time, that enthusiasm is evaporated, and the willingness to continue disappears. But with Milan and his family, the job never stops, and the campaigns are always there. What motivates you to continue doing what you are doing?
Yes, thank you so much for mentioning this. Yeah, we're doing this for some time now, and there are a lot of challenges that comes. Like last year, like you mentioned, we did 500 hampers in a very hot weather. It was almost like 40 degrees, and my family was suffering packing all of this. And after that, we just continue with the Easter hampers, and then we continue now with the weekly deliveries. So there are many things that are motivating, but maybe I will start with just sharing one story that happened on a Thursday night. So I noticed one lady that she was coming now for almost like 3 months every week and collecting food hampers, which is not that much, but it helps her probably to go through week. And every time when me and my wife were talking to her, she was coming to us, and she especially wanted to talk to my wife. She was crying, and she invited us on this Thursday to go and visit her and have a dinner with her. So we went to her humble home, and she put on the table, like Middle Eastern do, and same in my Serbian culture, we give the best guests and children. So we felt very welcome, and the daughter was playing with my son, Christian. And then she shared with us that her husband was killed by Muslim terrorists in Iraq, and that they were very wealthy. They used to have a big house, and her husband was working very hard, two jobs to provide for them. And they had to flee, of course, with two kids, she had to flee. And she's not well, of course, because all of this stress, and that's what we find with the many refugees that are coming now after ISIS attack. So she had a tumor, a big tumor that was removed from her body, and she's still worried what will happen with her children, who will look after them. So these are the things that really motivate me and my family, because we can see these are the real people with real suffering, and they really appreciate what we're doing for them. We might think that it's not much, but it's much for them. And what she also shared with us, with other people shared it as well, it is not just about food hampers. It's about love that we show to them and hope that we give them.
That's a great yes to have. And now, going back to this latest work that you're doing, or project you're doing, can you tell us more about it?
Yes. Now we are preparing for Christmas hampers. We actually have on Monday to pick up two pallets of goods that we are receiving now from the big brands. So we'll be receiving different items for ladies, like creams and makeup, and also for different age. We'll have toys for kids, and we'll have some electronics for teenagers, and we'll have some clothing for men. So at the moment, what we have so far, we can provide around 400 hampers, but we are hoping to reach what we had last year, 500, and I actually had a goal to do 1,000, but we'll see how it goes, because we're starting December 13th, giving the hampers, and I'm taking some time off, and we'll probably go through Orthodox Christmas, which is 7 January, and probably even after that, it'll probably take us around 4 or 5 weeks to distribute around, let's say, 400, 500 hampers or even more. And tonight I'm meeting with some other organization to see if they can assist us with a little bit more help. But yes, our goal is to provide Christmas hampers for refugees this year as well.
Apart from Milan, Helda and Christian Maximovic, who else is there to help?
So what we see last year, it was mainly just me and my family. But as we go, and especially now with a lot of social media, sometimes my wife is not very happy when I advertise a lot, but I want people see what we are doing and encourage other people to contribute. But my wife is very humble. And we saw that because of this, now we're getting a lot of volunteers. So we are getting volunteers from different communities. So I actually have volunteers from a Syrian community. I have volunteers from Spanish community. I have volunteers from Australian, Anglo-Saxon background community as well. So this year, it will not be just us. And actually, tonight I'm meeting with some people from Indian community that would like to contribute. And I'm getting almost every day messages, even from some businesses that are now happy to donate. So I have a hope that we will receive many more donations as we come closer to the Christmas.
As you mentioned in the last interview, you said the lady, pregnant lady from the North Shore, drove all the way with her husband, came all the way to bring some presents, so they will be distributed. So this
yes,
sort
I'm
of people.
Yes, I'm glad that you mentioned this, because to be honest with you, now it's becoming so good that there are so many that, and I'm sorry that I cannot mention all of them. Yes, and that was one lady that came from North Shore, and she was 8 months pregnant, and she just had a dream about giving presents to those children, to refugees, and she brought, like, I think around 40, 50 different toys. And I was contacted also by one group, Men's Shed, and they're actually building for last month toys for boys and girls, and I think they told me they have around 30 toys for boys and 30 toys for girls, and they would like me to come and pick up, and I'll probably create some little media release about that, because that's a really touching story, and they just saw, I think from Facebook or what I'm doing, and they build up those toys, so I'm so excited to go and pick them up, and I hope that more and more people will join this initiative.
Also, actually, just lately I saw in one of your posts, there was, you're talking about having an Assyrian dance group with the Serbian dance group in one of the events, and that created a lot of feedback and a lot of followers or likes. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, so last week we had a Serbian picnic, and at Serbian picnic usually we have around 10 to 15 different Serbian folk dancing groups, and we have a lot of food. And 1 month ago, I was talking with one person that organized this, and he knew that my wife is a Syrian, and we just exchanged a couple ideas to have a Syrian group, folk group, at that event. So I helped him to get in touch with a couple of those Syrian folk dance groups, and they came, and it was so wonderful because people were so impressed with performance, and also we put Serbian and Assyrian flags together, and that was like my dream coming true. I always like being Serbian and having a similar background, and you know, being married to Assyrian. I was dreaming about maybe this will happen one day, that I'll see Serbian and Assyrian flags together and Serbian and Assyrian folk dance group dancing together. And I actually recorded this, I think, as a live video, and I was checking today, there are 7,000 views, and it was received very well by both communities. And I think this is a great opportunity to bring many communities together, you know, to share, you know, love and care for each other.
The marriage of cultures, which is something very good, and that we celebrate in multicultural Australia. And Milan, as I mentioned before, you have that enthusiasm, that drive that never stops, and that candle that actually is lighting always and bringing light and shedding light on the path of all these people, the refugees especially. What's your next step?
At the moment, involved with the Department of Health, specifically working with the health infrastructure as a project director, and I have a responsibility to visit and survey almost all hospitals in New South Wales. So there are 220 hospitals, and I'm focusing on the western and rural region. So I already visited in last month around 10 hospitals, and I'll be visiting Liverpool and the Fairfield Hospital as well, in order to survey and to develop the programs so that budgets are allocated in the way that will be more proportional to the needs of the communities, rather than just in just the political or you know, election promises. So I am working, as you said, very hard. And for me, as I mentioned before, and you mentioned as well, the biggest drive is to help most vulnerable in our communities, and also most vulnerable nations such as Assyrians, and as well as you can see what's happening with the Coptic community, and also as people that have not very good health. As I mentioned before, the most refugees that I have met in the last 3 years that came from Iraq and Syria, they're in very bad health condition.
Milan, we do thank you for the time that you gave us, and you shed some light on the work and the project that you're having, which is a very noble cause you and your family and the volunteers and the donors are doing. Thank you very much again, and you are always welcome.
Thank you so much, Ninas, and thank you so much to listeners. I'm very encouraged every time I have opportunity to share from our work. And also I would like to thank again to many volunteers that are part of the charity and noble cause that we are doing. And again, thank you so much, Nina, for today.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.